Private School Leaders to Promote Critical Race Theory, Gender Ideology at Nashville Conference, by Spencer Lindquist on January 19, 2023. Staff and faculty from private schools across the Southeast will gather in Nashville to organize for critical race theory and gender identity ideology at a diversity, equity, and inclusion conference. The Southern Association of Independent Schools, SAIS, which performs accreditation for the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, will be hosting the 2023 Day Institute in early February. Attendees will learn how to advance critical race theory and gender identity ideology in America's private schools. The conference begins with a session called Making Day the Core of Who We Are. The session description reads, "Rapidly changing demographics make a culture shift in education inevitable. And independent schools in the Southeast are uniquely positioned to lead this transition." The description also claims that inclusive communities make everyone better, smarter, and more prosperous. It also goes on to say that students, faculty, staff, parents, alumni, affinity groups, school leaders, and board members all have a role to play in creating an inclusive school community. Affinity groups are racially segregated groups where students, staff, or parents gather to discuss and further the diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) agenda. There's also Designing Racially Equitable Curriculum, an interactive workshop that explores how curriculum innovation cohorts help educators design culturally responsive, identity-affirming, and racially equitable curriculum and instructional practice. In addition, the description explains that the cohort experience guides teachers to design dynamic curriculum and strengthen their capacity to deliver instruction through a racial equity lens. Meanwhile, another session is titled How to Create, Evolve, and Sustain a Culturally Responsive Hiring Practice. The session description contends that now is the time for schools to begin looking at and analyzing their hiring process, with a particular emphasis toward attracting BIPOC colleagues. It also states that participants will gain a deeper understanding for the dynamics or implicit bias within hiring and onboarding processes and also delve into opportunities for improving onboarding experiences of people of color, with a focus on disrupting implicit bias. But the conference isn't solely about race. The description for one session, titled Navigating Gender and Sexuality Diversity, states that pre-K-12 students naturally explore a range of identities, expressions, and roles as they grow, and exploring gender and sexuality is part of this developmental process for all children and adolescents. It goes on to say, as our 21st century understanding of human diversity expands, what is the role of a school in helping all students navigate this complex terrain? The description adds that participants will learn a framework for understanding sex, gender, and sexuality in an educational context. Attendees will also learn the importance of gender and sexuality diversity literacy and be taught that working with the whole child means working with gender and sexuality. Another session with a similar theme is called Consultation, Please: Guidance for Gender and Sexuality Dilemmas. We will explore what engagement with gender and sexuality might look like at your institution. The description reads before adding that participants will apply an accurate developmental lens to gender and sexuality. SA works in conjunction with the NAIS, which has a history of pushing both critical race theory and queer inclusive transgender ideology on young students, as Breitbart News has revealed. A covert network of concerned parents called Undercover Mothers has formed to fight back against the indoctrination of students by the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, America's largest private school accreditation service. Following exposés by the Undercover Mothers, Representative Jim Banks, RN, pledged to investigate NAIS if the Republicans retake the majority in Congress. Banks specifically scrutinized the organization's role in political advocacy given its 501c3 status as a nonprofit. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.